I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, backlash over Black Santa. For the first time ever, the Mall of America has a Black Santa, but not everyone's happy. Trevor Noah tells us why he's a little worried for the guy, and Conan O'Brien finds a roundabout way to emphasize the need for diversity in Minnesota. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Breaking news from the North Pole of Minnesota.
For the first time, the Santa bringing joy into the lives of little ones. The Santa experience inside the Mall of America is black.
It's no big deal. I'm still Santa. You know, but I just have to be a Santa of color.
Black Santa in the house. Hey. That's so cool. Although I will say I'm a little worried for him because you know that sleigh is getting pulled over. Don't play around.
How do you do? That's great. First Black Santa Claus. Which sounds like a big deal until you realize that in Minnesota, I'm considered black. It's a guy who looks just like me.
But obviously, this really is great news. Though there is one funny thing. You know how certain people are always saying, liberals are the real racists. Why do they make everything about race? Because I don't see color. Well, they sure saw it this time.
A black Santa Claus at the Mall of America, the country's largest mall, is causing a torrent of hateful, racist comments.
There was a lot of outrage about his visit, with some people online even calling for a boycott.
You know, boycott Christmas? What are you doing? Let me get this straight. There are people who say Santa Claus flies around the world in a sleigh pulled by magical reindeer, delivering millions of toys in a single night. I buy that. But wait, he's black? That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.